Dusty, can you do the intro?
Oh, yes.
Like sands through the hourglass, these are the tales of the new dad.
And I know my kid's 10 months old now, but I think it's still new for me until at least a year, year and a half, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Our wife is taking the kid on a trip to Tucson, where she's from, for this weekend. She's probably headed to the airport right now. What's up, Megs? What's up, Booger Scoots?
How you doing, boy?
So I sent him to, the last put down. I was reading him the Pout Pout Fish before he went to sleep yesterday.
Oh, nice.
Pout Pout Fish.
Pout Pout Fish.
Yes, I'm a Pout Pout Fish with a Pout Pout face, and I spread the dreary wheelies all over the place. Blub. Blub. Blub.
It's a great book.
That's great.
Yeah, and he really likes it. He loves the Pout Pout. And I found myself getting a little bit choked up. And I'm like, this is the last time I'm going to really see my kid until, next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And has he left town yet? I mean, has he traveled?
They're
much?
Literally going to the airport right now.
Well, no, I mean, in his short life, has he
traveled
yet?
Oh, yeah, she took one weekend trip, and I joined them shortly after last year. So the deal, though, with this is that Avi's been having, he had a stomach bug for the past week, and so diaper changes have been fast and furious nice. With him. So he's still not quite over it yet. So Megan is toting him through the airport wearing a harness on her chest with him facing out. And so the business end of the baby is like directly pointed at her. So she's worried, like, all right, I got to feed him at the airport, and that's normally when he does his biz. So, when they're going through security, there may be a bomb in my son's pants.
Right.
And she's very nervous about that, and I sort of feel for her.
I feel for her, too. She was explaining to me what her fears are through the airport. I'm like, dude, you're going to be fine. And then she starts explaining things and what's going on, and I'm like,
you're like, oh, with a baby.
Oh, yeah. No, specifics. But I was just like, okay, I'm worried for her a little bit.
It's the glamorous life, Linz.
Yeah.
But lest you think I be bored when the family is gone, don't worry. I have a list of tasks for myself.
I'm sure you have a honey-do list.
Turn downstairs into playroom by removing couches and moving toys.
Oh.
Complete sensory board, which I've been building off and on for the past couple weeks. And that is the... somebody's calling. My wife is calling me.
Oh, look at that.
I almost feel like I need to take
that. Yeah, you probably should take that.
Is everything okay? Okay. All right, hold on. So I'll call you back?
Okay. Oh. We thought,
is good.
Yeah,
I don't think she expected
that.
Me to answer the phone, but that's what I do. I'm a committed dad.
That's right.
Recondition the upstairs couches. Take Snoop to get his anal glands expressed.
How exciting.
This is not the rapper, but it is the cat that is named after the rapper.
Mm-hmm. Right. And does he enjoy that? Just curious.
No, not by his yowls of pain, which you can hear like at least three deep into the veterinary rooms.
Tell him to embrace it next time and just breathe through it.
I do have play golf on my list of things.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's good. That's your one thing of yours.
And also attend Lindsay's birthday party.
Oh, yes.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
Yay. Yeah.
Hip, hip.
All right, so there's a slice of my... I hope you enjoyed it.
It was tasty.
Yeah.